Looking at a handsome young man on the front page of the business section of the paper today, Jason Lansing. Jason, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
How about that? Page one, business section, man. You rock.
I've been receiving some texts. It's definitely a cool feeling.
Did you play? What did you play in college?
I'm a manager for the Michigan basketball team in college. So my playing days were over after high school.
I see. So you go to Michigan, you're the manager there, which gave you access then to athletes, a lot of equipment, stuff like that, right? You formed friendships and relationships?
Exactly, yeah. Some of the players that I met over my 4 years have become some of my closest friends just through being a manager here.
That's nice to hear. I sometimes wonder what the relationship is like between those young people you see supporting a college football or basketball team and the athletes themselves, but you guys form friendships, huh?
Yeah, and especially at Michigan, the culture of inclusivity, and it's a really special culture here, so it's been great to form those kind of relationships.
You formed a business. What do you do?
Yeah, essentially, it is a business that provides a platform for college athletes to sell their gear and collectibles once they're done playing. These college athletes can't make money right now while they're playing, so it's a great source of passive income once they're done.
That may change soon. I don't know if that'll affect your business or not. Maybe not. There's a movement afoot to get them paid. But in the meantime, they get to keep their stuff, huh? Their jerseys, their shoes, their hats. They're loaded with gear at a big school, right?
Loaded. I mean, the amount they get each and every year, and some of these guys there for 4 or even 5 years is crazy. And they don't know what to do with all of it, and so this is an option for them to sort of cash in on some of that stuff that fans really want.
They get to keep it? It's okay that they have possession of this stuff?
Yep. Once they're done playing in school, it's all their property, and it's their stuff.
But I would imagine a game-worn jersey would be the property of the school, no? The kids get to keep the jersey or the shirt they wear?
Yep. So once they are done playing, they get a big box of all of their, game-worn jerseys, shorts, and, wow, and it's theirs to keep.
So, okay, now they've got all of that in a closet at home, and they don't need it all. They might want to keep a couple of them, but there's a market for them. So then they reach out to you, and you are the conduit. You sell it on the Internet for them?
Exactly. So they'll reach out to us, or we'll reach out to them sort of through connections that we have and give them this platform that they can then sell it on, and they'll ship it all to us because the whole point of it is really to take the hassle out of it for them. They might be training for the NBA or NFL or looking for a job elsewhere, and so we'll handle it all, handle shipping, fulfillment, pricing, all that stuff.
Since they're no longer in school, this doesn't violate any NCAA rules?
Exactly, and we're hoping that once this legislation of name, image, likeness does pass, maybe guys can start doing this while they're even in school.
Yeah, maybe that would circumvent the need to pay them. Although, there's such inequity. Everybody wants the quarterback. If I'm a second-string lineman, nobody wants an image of me on a T-shirt. So maybe the school should figure out how to pay these guys. But obviously, there's a mark. How many athletes, then, are you representing? That is, how many different athletes' goods do you have?
Yeah, we have about 450 athletes on the site in about 8 months. So it's definitely
8 months
taken off just through word of mouth from athletes telling other athletes about it.
So give me an example of an athlete and a price.
Yeah, so it really obviously depends on the caliber of the athlete and the school, but our most notable athlete, Cassius Winston, who played at Michigan State, he sold his game-worn jersey for $4,000. And so these items can really fetch a lot of money, and there are diehard fans out there that just want a piece of history.
I want Kofi Coburn's shoes, but I can't do that because he's still at U of I. These have to be people who have left the school or graduated from the school, right?
Exactly, but hopefully once Kofi does decide to leave, whether it is this year or next year, we'll get him on the site because we have had a lot of Illinois requests.
So what is the most do I type in, I want Kofi stuff, or do I look at a menu of items? How does the site work?
Yeah, so essentially the site is broken down by school. So you can go on the site and look at the different trunks we have available based by school. So you press a school, and then it will give you a drop down menu of each player represented from that school, and you can click on his trunk and see the gear he has to offer.
So really, the athletes I'm thinking about now are college athletes now. That's not really the pool we're choosing from. I need to think of guys that are recently in the NBA, the NFL, maybe MLB, and say, no, I want them because I know their stuff is currently available. Guys that have been in the league for a few years, right?
Exactly. And there's a sweet spot that we try to catch athletes at, and it's right after they do graduate and sort of before they have signed their first big league check.
Right, where they might still need some gas money, right?
Exactly, because, you know, once you start seeing the millions, this money might not be as meaningful to you. And so there's definitely a fine line of when these guys want to sell their stuff and make this extra money.
Because I can see the demand, but maybe the guys on the supply side will be eventually less motivated. And yet, maybe as a Michigan athlete, you think, you know what, I want the fans to have access to this, as a token of appreciation, I'll sell it. I mean, it reminds me a little bit, just a little bit, of how people say, what a shame to keep a beautiful work of art in somebody's living room. Everybody should be able to appreciate it. So, too, one might argue that the fans should have access to the stuff. Yeah.
There's so much negative press out there regarding, you know, these guys, and they're getting bashed on their Instagram and the DMs and whatever. And this is just like a very cool way to connect with fans and sort of create a positive experience for them by giving them the opportunity to own this stuff that they wouldn't have access for before. And so I think it's just a unique experience for a fan.
I did not anticipate there'd be pushback on this. I suppose there is on everything these days. You did not reveal in the newspaper what the percent is that you take of the sale. Can you comment on that at all?
Yeah, so we really try to keep it so that the athletes seeing the majority of it. And it's so important to us because we feel that these athletes are, you know, being sort of exploited right now in college because they're not seeing any money. And so we really try to keep it that their athlete is getting the lion's share of the profit.
So they consign their stuff to you. Who sets the price, you or them?
Yeah, so we'll send them over a recommendation sheet just with prices that we think the items can go for. They have the final say. It's their items. They can change whatever they want.
What's the website?
The website is theplayerstrunk.com. So if you go on, you'll see, you know, over 100 schools, over 450 athletes represented.
You know, I was a kicker at Joliet Junior College one year and made a 34-yard field goal once. You have any interest in that?
Man, there might be one or two fans out there, but I don't know if our marketplace is reaching those fans right now.
That was a no. Theplayerstrunk.com. Theplayerstrunk.com. Thanks, Jason. Good luck to you. Let's catch up down the road.
Thanks so much for reaching out.